3, describe the key components of a true experiment and how each contributes to the internal and external validity of a study. The key components of a true experiment are random assignment of individuals by the researcher before manipulation of the IV, and researcher manipulation of the IV. Those are the two things that define a true experiment. Now, just because we have a true experiment doesn't guarantee that we have internal validity, because internal validity has two parts. It has initial equivalence, which we hope is taken care of by the random assignment, but it also has ongoing equivalence, which we hope gets a jump start by manipulation of the IV by the researcher. But then there's all of the rest of the procedure that can go wrong. So it's important to recognize that just because something is a true experiment, there is no guarantee that the results are causally interpretable. To be specific, there are two things that can happen to render a true experiment not causally interpretable. One is the random assignment doesn't work. Random assignment is a process. And anytime you use the word process and you mean control, you should add the word hope. Okay? So random assignment is a hope-based probabilistic process. And if random assignment is completed, it doesn't guarantee that it works. The second way that a true experiment can end up giving us results that are not causally interpretable is procedural confounds of ongoing equivalence. So it's a two-step process. First, you have to decide whether it's a true experiment or not based on the assignment and the manipulation. Then, you still have to look at what's going on procedurally. And if you're a really good bear, you'll check at least key variables to see if the random assignment took. Nobody does that, don't worry. Don't feel guilty. And keep in mind that none of this about true experiments has anything to do with external validity. External validity is about sampling, setting, task, and stimulus. Okay? Not the design.